With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yay, it's Valentine's Day. Hooray for love. Or not, you know, whatever your deal is. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Justin Bieber at Levi's Stadium on May 22nd. The tickets go on sale today at noon at Ticketmaster.com, and we've got chances every hour today, 6A to 6P. You want to go see Justin Bieber? Well, hang out here at Alice all day. Maybe it'll be your lucky day, a lucky Valentine's Day. Call now, 800-400-3697. The AP team.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
I found myself trying to talk into that thing, and yeah. It's not on.
That's our assistant producer team, the AP team. Advanced placement. Assistant producer. Associate producer?
What is that right there?
What's
the mic? I was using that. Doesn't matter. It's Bieber Central, everyone.
Yeah. Now, we're moving on to the...
I see.
Want to say you guys are all my little Valentines.
Oh, that's nice of you.
You too, Bonnie. Fly across the globe. I don't ever want to fight. Yeah, you already know. I'm gonna make you shine bright like you're laying. Oh, he's such a so cool. Such a cool rapper.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Is edible underwear a legit Valentine's Day gift?
Depends who you give it to. For some people, that would be not a good gift.
Oh.
Other people would be like, oh, that needs to get eaten. That ain't gonna eat itself.
Right.
Seems like a gift for the guys, almost.
Yeah. Like, yes, that would be a better gift. Right, you let your lady give you the gift of underwear for herself.
Oh, that's... Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
maybe, right?
All right, yeah, well, yeah.
Ladies, now you got your walking orders. Your marching orders. All right, Bryn. I know that you and the AP team over there,
that's right,
the assistant producer team, Brandon and Nicole.
Academic progress team.
Sure. I know you guys have been cooking something up all week.
Yeah, so we want to do a game with you guys because it's Valentine's Day and being the spirit.
Oh, it's now?
Yeah, it's now.
Oh, all right.
I should play the theme song, shouldn't I?
And, there's a theme.
I mean, this song right here.
It's time to play a game.
And I'm just kind of tired of the $5, $10 doesn't mean anything, right? So I wrote a list of rules. It's not even that big of a deal. It's just, I kind of type.
Wait, you're handing out rules for this game?
It's just.
Vinny, read me the rules.
You can read it.
The winner doesn't just get $5 or a dumb $10. I like the $10. I don't know why you're calling it dumb. The winner gets to watch the loser call his or her lover and express their love to them for Valentine's Day for at least 45 seconds.
And in parentheses, timed.
If this person doesn't pick up after a number of tries, loser has to sing a minute worth of love song on the radio dedicated to their lover, which will be isolated and made into a ringtone for the listeners. Well, I guess I now have to take back my text that said, don't pick up your phone. Don't
oh
I?
God.
I knew you would say that.
I am going to text John, too. Hold on.
I knew you would say that, sir.
Never mind.
Please.
Pick up your phone.
Please pick up.
Look,
you know what?
What is it going to be like an unknown number at our like when it shows up on
no,
there?
No, it'll have a 4 and 5 number.
Wow, mostly. That's it awful. You're an awful person.
No, you know what? Look, either way, it's a win-win.
Did you come up with this?
I came up with the game. I didn't come up with the consequences.
Who came up with those? You?
Consequences are on me. Both of them.
Yeah, both of them. Like,
you're a terrible person.
Well, look, you call your lover and you tell him how much you love him. Like, how
and
hard
if they
is,
don't pick up,
that?
She's busy. She's got to get the kids off to school.
Totally. And then you know how happy she'll be when she hears
she's
you
a working
singing a song
woman.
To her?
Well, she doesn't.
She'll hear it.
I don't want to hear that.
All right, what the hell game is it,
then?
All right, this should be a fun game. It's super simple and easy. It is not fun for me.
So it's me and Vinny against each other.
Against each other.
If you start giving us math problems, I'm going to be furious.
Yeah, what's 45 times 22?
Oh, man. I have no idea, man.
Totally joking. All right, Nicole, can you help me keep score?
Yeah, I'll do that for
you. This is a very easy game. You guys are, done this a million times. This is Name That Tune.
Oh, all right.
And so whoever can name the
How long? I'm going to give you 2 seconds, and if you need more, we'll go more. But
okay.
Once one of you...
Do you have a buzzer?
I have the buzzer and the ding-ding, okay?
Yeah, but how do we buzz in?
No, I mean,
in?
How do we know? Just shout.
I need you to shout. Just shout it. Whoever gets the full title of the song out
All right.
wins, period.
Okay.
If you
get the title of the song, not the artist.
I'm terrible at this.
Okay, let's go.
You're good at this.
Let's do it.
All right, yeah. You ready? Get it. One more?
Get it. I don't know this song.
Yeah,
hold
you
on.
Do. You love this song. Get it.
Oh my God.
I know the artist, but it's not going to do me any good.
Well, I'll give you a hint. It's the next line. Get it.
It's
come on.
It's Rihanna, right?
Don't say stuff that doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Oh God, it's
need a name, guys. I'll give you more if you want.
Hold on, don't.
I don't think I know the name of this.
Yeah, you do know the name of this.
I do. Is it Stay?
That's a good question. No, it's not.
Damn it! All right, we lose. Next one.
Hold, I haven't said yet.
The Live on the Plane!
She got it!
God damn
it! She already guessed! You let her guess more than once!
No, it doesn't matter. You guys can guess. You guys can guess as many times as you want.
Oh my God.
Whoever names the name, the full title wins.
I'm actually sweating right now.
Sarah looks so stressed out right
now. I actually thought I just got to give that.
No, you don't. You guess whoever names the song first.
All right.
Get
the point. I feel so stupid.
Does that make any sense? Whoever
yeah,
names
sure,
the full time.
Okay, that was that a practice? You're going to give her that
I'm
point?
I'm giving her the point.
Oh my God.
I thought those rules were pretty clear. You have to say the full
All
time.
All right,
you
next
can,
one.
You can have 10 guesses.
Do another one.
Matter.
Go.
All right, this one is. You guys love this song.
All right, I'm going to need more of that. Oh, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, snap.
Woo!
Okay, it's 2-0, Vinny.
Oh, boy. What are we playing to?
Yeah, what are we playing to?
We're playing to 5.
Oh.
First to 5 points.
It's over if she gets first to 5.
Yeah,
best
I mean,
of 5.
Oh, damn, that's a long game.
Ready?
I'm ready. Won't you?
You guys both
Don't you forget about me!
No. Oh. Won't you?
I don't even recognize that voice.
I don't either.
Oh, you don't?
No.
How surprising. I'll play a different part.
Don't stop. Oh.
It's
Cigarettes
Oh,
and Valentine's.
Oh, oh snap. What did you say?
I said, oh, love.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, love. Won't you rain it down
So it looks like Sarah won that already.
Me. Did
you,
I?
Yeah, I mean, that's 3 out of 5 already, right?
I thought you just said we had to go to 5. Yeah, Brandon's also on my side. He's confused.
Yeah, me too.
You just said you had to get to 5.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, you're saying it's best out of 5?
That's what I was thinking, but I have more songs. We can keep going with this.
What do you want
to
do?
It's 3-0.
Well, I don't want to be lost already.
I believe
first
in Vinny.
To 5. First to 5. Let's go. All right, here we go.
You believe in Vinny? All right, I believe in him too. Every moment. Everything I do it for you.
Close. Every moment.
Everything I do. Every moment.
All right, here's a better version. Here, come on. I don't wanna
Just dial my wife already. I'm never gonna get it. I don't wanna
fall asleep, 'cause I miss my God! I don't wanna miss a thing. I hate that song.
Just, I know.
Let me give you my wife's number. And
all right,
call
listen.
Her.
Let's do this. I'll
I
give
up.
You. Do you have more of these? I'll give you best 2 out of 3. I'll give you another chance next hour.
They're love songs.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get love songs.
Dial his wife. Let's
I
do
just,
this.
Just right. call my wife already.
Call her up. Let's do this thing.
All right, let's go ahead and do a story.
Now, oh, wait. She has to pick up?
Well,
yeah, she
or
has
you
to pick
have to
say, or
it's
you
okay.
can just
you
give
just
her
sing
a nice
love song.
Serenade.
1 minute of a love song.
Everybody wins here. There's not a loser
Look,
here, really.
Is, there's no loser. Those are here anyway.
It's Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day.
Love is in
you
the air.
You get to express how much you love Christina. Now, you come up with something real flowery and nice to say to her.
Just know it's a win-win situation. You actually won this game, Ben.
We've barely even been talking this week, too. Now I got to come out of nowhere and be like, oh, God.
I don't think the kids know how to work the thing either.
What do you mean?
Because there's not even a line engaged. Like, they're not dialing.
Oh, she's on it right now. Don't worry.
Do they know the number?
They're not calling on one I can pick up.
Don't worry.
Oh, so you already have her number.
I gave it to them earlier.
Oh, why you?
Well, I want to make sure that, you
have
know.
You? Let me ask you a question.
I'll call her from in here.
You saw that list.
I
you
didn't
knew
see that.
Those songs.
No, I didn't. Don't be silly. I would never do that.
Oh,
do you guys have it? Now they're figuring it out. All right. They're going to make this happen. In the meantime, it's Valentine's Day. Listen, you can't say I didn't give you. Was it going to be all the same game the whole day if it was, if we played more rounds?
I don't know. We had other games, but I think Bryn just wanted, it depended on what Bryn wanted to do.
Oh, they had other games, Vinny. Could have gone best 2 out of 3. I'm trying, because that's me giving you a Valentine's gift.
Do you want to continue to play? Is the game going to be more
competitive? I love beating you.
All right, let's do it, and then we'll do another game.
No, too late.
But wait, what if I win, and then we're tied?
Yeah, and then I said best 2 out of 3. Oh. We'll play another one. He's already got her on the line.
Oh, she answered?
Did she answer?
No.
She didn't pick up?
No.
She doesn't pick up because she's...
Can you text her to tell her to pick up her phone?
I did.
Well, hold on, Bryn.
I did text
Hang
her.
On, Bryn. Yeah. Vinny just said if it's a different game, the next two things, then he'll keep playing. Is it different or is it going to be more Name That
it
Tune?
It can't be different. I mean, I have more Name That Tune and I also
It's up to you. Sing for a minute right now or...
Wait, we just jumped in. Sing for a minute.
Well, I got one voicemail so far. I'll do it again if you want.
It says right in the rules.
After a number of times, and that depends on however many.
What number?
I mean, I was thinking when it gets tiring. I mean, if I'll call her for another 2-3 minutes and she's not picking up, then we can just have them sing.
It's your call.
Listeners would love it as a ringtone.
You can sing, or you can play more games next hour.
Let's play more games.
Oh,
all
what?
Right, we'll do a 2 out of 3.
All right.
And then it's more likely that she picks up later in the day, especially after he texts her and says, pick up the phone, which he will do now that he doesn't want to sing.
Well, right. I didn't know about this sing thing.
I knew you were going to do that.
So we'll play again in the 8 o'clock hour?
Sure, we can.
Oh, great, fantastic.
We do have a lot of music to get to today. Love.
Isn't it weird how
you
have a family with someone, you will talk to each other over the course of however many days or weeks about the business of family, but the two of you haven't actually talked to each other in a while.
Right, like sat down and had a conversation about something other than the inner workings of how the family.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like her and I haven't talked about anything but the stuff.
Well, right, you guys have a lot going on.
Right.
You got a kitchen, a sick kid, you're living in two different places.
Right, it's
Hulk
crazy.
Baby.
Like, I'm sitting here thinking, oh my God.
When's the last time you sat her down and told her what she meant to you? Now is your chance. You should actually
hope
to lose this game.
I'm going
to
try to win. I'll tell her that by ourselves when we have a minute.
Well, I can't wait to hear your overwhelming feelings of concern.
Oh, God.
Later,
I
crush you
game.
In the 8 o'clock
this
hour.
Is awful.
Oh, God. My heart is still pounding from that effing game. I hate playing games. Too competitive.
You just won, though. You did
a really
good
job.
It
doesn't even feel good to win. And I didn't do that good. That Rihanna song, I'm like embarrassed I couldn't get that.
You know what I thought it was? What is the Friday song with McCartney?
Oh, 4 or 5 seconds. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to find.
Wildin.
That's what it is. Wildin. Yeah. I don't even. That's what I thought it was. I didn't even get that they were going to be love songs.
Oh, really?
No, didn't occur to me until after I heard the first title, and then I went, "Oh, we're love."
Yeah, turn this up. I want to hear this.
Right. It's taken for weakness. See, they want to buy my pride. It's your boy Kanye. That just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would dance. Well,
I love that tune.
I do too. 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. Title didn't come to me, but I would have been wrong either way.
Yeah.
Oh well.
God, so good. Just trying to make it back.
Whoever mic'd them did a great job.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Because you can hear every little...
I love a sweet, clean production. Okay.
The Texans are loving the game, by the way.
Oh, are they?
Sure,
sure they
of course
are.
They are. Way to go, Bryn. Good game.
Good
best
game, Bryn.
Ever.
Wow, it's great. Good producing skills.
They're also bummed, though. They're like, I can't believe how bad you guys are naming these songs.
I know. I felt really embarrassed. You know, they weren't all necessarily Alice Essentials.
That's true.
If love's in the title, I usually skip
that's
it.
That's true, I know.
And that goes
but
for movies
songs,
and for
though.
Songs. I'm usually like, love, skip.
Actually. More Valentine's Day stuff. But this is cute. Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell has a movie coming out, I want to say today, with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Let me find it.
Oh, it's that's why they were at the Oscars together then.
Yeah, so it's called Downhill. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell are a married couple who reevaluate their lives after narrowly escaping an avalanche on a ski vacation in the Alps. And it's all because Will Ferrell abandons his family to quickly grab his phone and get himself to safety.
That's a bad look.
It is, especially when the rest of the family doesn't die and
that's
you love
very
them.
Very seriously important that you go die with your family.
It is, because they're your family and you need to die with them. So, they're going through a reevaluation. I don't know why it's coming out on Valentine's Day because it sounds like a divorce in the making, but he was on Stephen Colbert last night. And he was talking about Valentine's Day.
I'm on a commercial, sorry.
Okay. So they're basically talking about how, you know, once you've been married to someone for a long time, you've given them many flowers over the years. And Will has a way of, you know, making it special, making his wife feel really loved.
Oh, good.
Valentine's Day. It does. And it's a great date movie. Yep. If the relationship is already very strong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he wearing a pink sweater?
How do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day?
Well, we...
He is.
I don't know if we really do a regular thing, necessarily.
Like
but
flowers? And
I do send flowers. I'm very good about flowers.
Sure.
And I do write very interesting notes on the flowers.
Personal
notes that Vivica, bless her heart, I was telling her that I was going to maybe talk about this, and she found number of the cards. She's okay. And
okay.
These are not, it's from
Holly
Flora.
Flora
in Los Angeles. Okay. But these are the actual cards, four of them, that she's received from me on various Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one.
Starting with, Happy Valentine's Day, Vivica. My love for you has grown over the years by a total of 3%.
It's a good cost of living increase.
It's still. Okay.
It's trending upward.
Honey, you are a great mother, but you're... but you have no sense of personal space. Back off. Happy Valentine's Day. My assistant has to call these in to the florist, and they
really?
Just write
the
it down.
Write yeah. down. Does the florist know that this is done with
they're
love?
So they're so over it now. They're just, uh-huh, got it. Yep, thank you. My heart skips a beat every time I think of you because of my atrial fibrillation.
This is Will Ferrell on Stephen Colbert. There's one more. This one's my favorite.
And
this is the fourth one.
For the moment.
This is just short and sweet. Happy Valentine's Day. Don't be a witch.
Imagine getting that on your flowers. I'd be like, oh, I'm this much closer to being a witch right now. Carrie Underwood's posted a really cute thing. She has two little kids now. She's got like a one-year-old. Here's a picture of the one-year-old eating his one-year-old birthday cake. It's super cute. They got him like, you know, I would say that's a half-size cake. And they're
Whoa.
Just letting him have it.
He's
so he's
going for it.
He is sitting in his high chair, and he's got the thing pulled up to his face, and his face is just buried in the cake.
In my experience... And I don't have a lot, but I do feel like usually you have to end up pushing the kid into it. Like, look, we need you to go crazy.
Right.
And they're like sitting there going,
Where's
why are
fork?
Y'all looking at me?
How come no one's forking this into my mouth? I'm one.
Right.
Yeah, that kid is wrestling
going
that thing into
it.
His face.
Double fisted.
Then another thing she posted on Instagram is some homework that her son her older son had to do.
This is Carrie Underwood's older son.
No, that's Carrie Underwood's younger son. Carrie Underwood's older son had a homework thing, you know, at preschool or whatever. He's like a four-year-old.
Oh, okay.
And it was like a little survey that he had to fill out about his mom. The kid's name's Isaiah, age four.
Isaiah.
My mom's name is Carrie. I think my mom is 70 years old. My mom likes to eat salad. My mom and I like to watch TV together. My mom always says, I love you. My mom's job is washing the laundry. That's Carrie Underwood's job. She's 70 and she washes laundry. If I could buy my mom any gift, I would buy her a cake. Apparently cake is big at their house. I mean, the kid knows what to do with it. My mom is really good at folding laundry. And if my mom had time, she would like to ride horses. 70-year-old Carrie Underwood, everybody.
I'm with Carrie Underwood as she hears what her young one has. Usually they're not writing this. They say it to the teacher, and the teacher writes it for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was written by a teacher.
And
for
what
sure.
they come back with is like you go, that's what you thought of me?
Mm.
That's the thing you remember?
What did they put?
Well, of all the things I've done for my kid, on the list that she remembers is, he took me to Disneyland. Well, that's great, but I do a million things for you right. all the time.
But Disneyland's big, Benny.
Right, but that's can't
happen. We're talking
about
the mind of a child. She
right,
doesn't. This is
right.
the thing that popped up when she was like, yeah, one time I saw my dad and we were at Disneyland. She didn't even know that you took her. I mean, you just, I'm like, what are you doing here? This is great. It's great to see you.
It's just.
You guys, you want to hang out? Here we
and
are,
then,
both in the happiest place on earth.
I can't remember exactly how it went. Well, if I lose the game, my wife will be on the phone. And
we
then,
can ask her.
It was something like she drew a picture or had someone. I don't know if it was or she found a picture. And it was like, this is what my mom looks like. And it's a pirate.
Oh.
And my wife looked at it and was like, oh my God.
That was like Jack Sparrow or something?
It was like some pirate toothless guy. Like I just saw, oh my God. That's insulting.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, she's a kid. She doesn't mean anything by it. All right, Vinny, what's coming from the news?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Okay.
The Radio Alice Report.
That is, I'm sorry, I did not mean to hit
Yikes.
That. I'm going to hit this button instead.
Alice. Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.